Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, welcome back to Business Resolutions. And my guest today is Jaime Gonzalez, the CEO and president of Antilles Insurance, Anglo Puerto Rican Insurance Corporation, and Ochoa Realty. And Jaime, what I wanted to sort of go into now is how you got into this business. I mean, did you know from the beginning when you were young that you were going to be in insurance? Did you start here from very young? How did you get into this business? How did you see yourself, and how were you brought into this business?
Well, like many other people I know who have parents or family who works in whatever type of business, I used to work summers here. I think a lot of us who went to school would come back and work for their parents temporary. And so summers, I started here in the summer working various summers, and that's how I got my first experience in insurance. After I graduated from college, I went to work for a company called Aetna, which is still, I think a lot of people have heard of Aetna, but I worked in a division or for property and casualty. They sold that later to Travelers, but I got I started out with Aetna, and my education in insurance started out with Aetna, and they had a very solid educational training program when I started with them.
Where did you study?
I went to school at Boston University.
Boston University.
And then I did my senior year at Jacksonville University.
Did you take special courses in insurance before? No. Aetna was the one who was master's program.
No insurance courses in college. These days, I think more colleges have insurance programs, but at the time, there was no insurance.
Okay.
So I started with Aetna at their training program in Hartford, Connecticut. And from there, I went to work for Cigna in Philadelphia. Cigna now is ACE.
And the move from Aetna to Cigna was what brought that on?
Well, and a better opportunity.
Better opportunity. Just they recruited you, and it was a better.
More money.
More money. Better. Yeah. Philadelphia better than Hartford.
Yeah. it was different. And yeah. So I worked for Cigna worldwide for 2 years. Cigna has now sold that operation to ACE. Now it's called ACE. So both companies I used to work for no longer exist. From Cigna worldwide in Philadelphia, I was in charge of operations for all of Latin America. Sure, we had offices all over Latin America, including Puerto Rico. And I was there for 2 years, and my work was cut short when, back in 1993, my father called me one day, and Jaime Gonzalez Inclán had just passed away, which is someone that we both know,
yeah,
who's a family member.
Cousin, right.
And he passed away unexpectedly. He was the president of Antilles. My father was chairman at the time. And he asked me to come to Puerto Rico and work for the family, and that's how I got to Puerto Rico.
So there are two Jaime Gonzalez. I mean, Jaime Gonzalez Inclán was my first cousin, your second cousin.
Right.
And Jaime, of course, we studied together, and we played racquetball together, and we were many things. So he was about 42.
44.
He
passed
away
in 1993.
All of a sudden, really shocking. I don't know, such a healthy guy and everything. Yeah. But the irony is you both have the same name, Jaime.
Exactly.
And Jaime.
Exactly.
So your father, because at the time when you're in the States, you were thinking of making your career long term in the States, or you knew you were going to come back?
No? I didn't think I was coming back. I just, my plans were in the States. I had two brothers, and of course Jaime Ruiz, who passed away, a cousin, and my father in the business. So I didn't think there was no need for me here.
Right. So your vision was the stateside,
right,
and the grow there, and you liked the international, you like,
right,
the Latin,
right,
American.
Right.
So
I had a chance to travel, and but when I got to Puerto Rico, I knew it was going to be a challenge, because working, you know, a family run business or a family operation is not. It's something you have to prepare yourself.
It has its plus and minuses.
Exactly. And so it was quite a change coming back here in 1993, and I've been here ever since.
When you came back and you're brought in, you know, the outsider comes in, and the son, was there some Did you find, you know, people were kind of very supportive of your turn, or you had a little bit of you had to be very diplomatic and move yourself very carefully?
It was a bit difficult. I mean, working in the States, the insurance business is done a little bit different, more organized, more conservative. You tend to receive more information before you insure a risk. When I got to Puerto Rico, I noticed things were done a little bit different here.
More
open, more flexible,
based on relationships rather than data, hard data. Yeah. I think that's the way the banking system is too.
My father, I learned a lot from my father. He taught me the business here and how it was done. But it was difficult working with my brother, who is no longer with us. I also
passed away. Both your father and your both brothers have passed away young.
I lost my first brother in 1996. I came here in 93. He was a CPA. He was a controller here at the deals. And then I lost my father in 2003.
And your brother again was one of these. It's like Jaime. I mean, all of a sudden, no advance warning. He was in New York, and just it's
Some of us Gonzalez's have.
We have a bad heart.
A bad heart.
That's hopefully, yeah. Hopefully, I got my mother's heart, and you got your your mother's heart.
So I lost my brother in 1996. He was a controller here. He was a CPA, and then in 2003, I lost my father to cancer, and that was difficult. Difficult not having someone you can turn to, especially someone who had been in the business for 45, 50 years. And then in 2008,
and he was Jose Enrique. Yeah. Jose Enrique was a real leader in this industry.
Right.
Very, very, and outspoken. He was very low key person, but
very outspoken.
But when it came to insurance and high ethical standards and conservatism in terms of how you run businesses, he was very outspoken. So he was that combination of a really low key person and yet outspoken in in this specific area. I remember that.
He was very knowledgeable. I think my father was one of the most knowledgeable persons I've ever met in the business. So he was a good teacher to me. I lost my brother.
Where did your father study? Was it
Yale?
Yeah, he went
to boarding school in the States, the Hill School, and went to Yale, and came to work for his father in 1955.
So he came from school right to Anglo
business,
and
I guess he had worked here summers also.
Right, yeah, sure. He knew that insurance was his business, and he knew that Puerto Rico was okay.
And then I lost my brother in 2009. So it's been difficult. I run this company now with my with Roberto Fortuño, who's married to my first cousin, he's my right-hand man.
Yeah, you've spoken very highly of Roberto. We outsiders, but you as insiders have a really high regard for Roberto.
Yes.
Executive Vice President and Controller of Finance.
Right. He's a CFO, and he's the person who runs the administration of this office. And he does all the administration. And he's got quite a number of hats. He does human resources. He's controller. He's definitely somebody that I admire very much.
In terms of, you know, as you come here with your father and learn under your father, and as a third generation, as this is passed on to you, the little by little, the management and the running of the business overall is passed on to you. How do you see yourself different? I mean, what do you, in terms of your goals or your way of looking at the insurance business, how do you see anything different, or you follow everything your father has?
I'm very much like my father, but I've tried to be a bit more flexible, and we ventured into some other lines of business that my father maybe wouldn't have tried had he been here, we've done some things differently. We also one of the things we did recently was to bring the buildings out of the books. I mean, that's why we have Ochoa Realty. We decided that it was a good idea that we separate the realty or the real estate part of the operation from the insurance side of it. So we did that after he passed away. And we also have ventured into other lines of business, one being right now that we're writing the Seguro Compulsorio, which is something, I don't know if you've heard, that we're doing and Theos is writing that, and so we're more aggressive in automobile. My father always commented to me, I don't like to insure anything that moves too much. You know, cars move a lot. He didn't like insuring
cars. They tend to get into more problems.
Yeah, so we ventured more into the automobile
insurance. So buildings is what he liked. He liked buildings.
Right.
They don't move unless you have an earthquake.
Exactly. We've also been, promoted ourselves more. I mean, when my father was here, he didn't think much of advertising or promotions. And, you know, we've tried to promote our name and who we are and our how solid we are in terms of capital and how the company's been doing very well to the industry, as you know, or to the consumer out there.
Right.
My father was not so much into advertising, we've done more of that.
I remember. I mean, I have not been involved in management here at all, but I was with your father in another entity with another family member, and I was frustrated to no end because I believe in promotion and public relations, and he was chairman of the board for most of the time. My father for a while, then your father,
uh-huh.
and that was one of the things we always were discussing, strategic planning. I believe in strategic planning, and I couldn't get the strategic plan. Do you believe in strategic planning?
Sure, sure.
But I was kind of frustrated in terms of
couldn't convince them. Another generation.
We know what we're doing, and we got enough on our plate now. Can think ahead of. So tell us a little bit more about the real estate, and I mean, that's not really another business, but another way of doing business. I mean, you decided to separate out. What were the reasons, and do you see that as a separate business? I know that the remodeling, the redesigning of the, it's a beautiful building. We're now there,
right.
Beautiful building, and do you see that as a business that, you know, realty and Old San Juan? How do you see yourself in Old San Juan?
Well, we saw it as a great opportunity a few years ago before the economy worsened. We decided that it was a good idea to separate the buildings from the insurance side of the operation, because basically this is a building where I grew up as a little boy, and my father grew up as a little boy we've remodeled this building. It seems like every 25 years we've remodeled. The last remodeling,
you've never considered changing the name?
No. Everybody, this is a landmark. Everybody who comes to Old San Juan says, Ochoa Building.
And Ochoa was a family business at one time,
exactly.
Right, too. So
yeah.
So
I mentioned before, the Ochoa brothers used to own this building. They went bankrupt in the 30s with the Depression. And we've decided to keep the name of the building.
But the Ochoa brothers were not family members.
The Ochoa hermanos.
They weren't family members, but I think...
Yeah.
Members of our family worked with Ochoa. Am I right on that?
I'm not too. You know, this is before my time. But I know Ochoa brothers used to own this building, Brico, and also Ochoa Fertilizer.
When the W.R. Grace,
exactly.
and I know my father worked for Ochoa, and various of our
right.
of our family members worked, but
right.
I think it wasn't.
I'm not sure if they were brothers, but they went bankrupt in the 30s,
and
this was an opportunity for my grandfather and some of his brothers to acquire some of the assets that they had, and that's how they got into. That's how we acquired this building. This building, we thought that it was always a historic building. I mean, it's the building was built in the 1920s, and we remodeled it. The last remodeling was done in 1998, and with the intention that we wanted to see if we could get this building to become a historic site. We're not in the historic zone. People think Ochoa might be in the historic, but we're also home. We're not in the historic. The historic zone used to be just where Doña Fela is. I think a lot of people know where Doña Fela parking is.
Mm-hmm, right.
From Doña Fela down south to where we are, it was all landfill.
Right.
And so, but we wanted this building to become a historic building, and so we were able to succeed in convince the Departamento de Instituto de Cultura to declare it a historic building in 2000, I believe it was 2007 or 2008, and of course when you were part of the Instituto de Cultura and it's a historic building, you have to preserve it.
Right, right.
And it comes, there's various incentives when you become a historic building. as you know.
Okay, well, let me interrupt you, because we have to take a break. We'll come back. We'll finish up the discussion on Ochoa, and then we'll discuss a little bit more about San Juan and where that is headed as far as you can see.